Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Timberwolves regular season coming up. A little over 2 weeks away, Wednesday, October 22nd, out in Portland. They play the Blazers at the Moda Center. They'll be in L.A. to play the Lakers at Crypto.com Arena. And then the home opener against Indiana on Sunday, October 26th. 6 o'clock start on a Sunday night. So a Sunday night opener for the Minnesota Timberwolves later this month. Speaking of Indiana, they'll be in town tomorrow night in the preseason at Target Center at 7 o'clock. And the man who covers the club for the Star Tribune, Chris Hine, joins us. Chris, good to visit with you. I hope you had a great off season.
I'm doing good, Steve. How's things going with you?
Yeah, good. And give us a quick update on the book. I know it came out this spring and was available, and your book about Ann.
Yeah, I think we sold enough copies to keep the publisher happy, so we like that. It's pretty surreal to kind of see it if I pop in a bookstore around the Twin Cities and, it's just kind of sitting there on the shelf. It's pretty surreal to see that. It's been awesome to see the feedback from people who have read it, social media or various, websites where you can leave reviews of it. So really happy with the reception of it. I think people that have read it really appreciate, I think especially the early parts of his life, the first kind of 5-6 chapters of the book that delve into his life growing up in Atlanta and his family and, the people that really helped him get to where he is today, the kind of this network of people he met along the way that gave him a little guiding hand to make sure he got to where he needed to be in the NBA.
Yeah, and have you, along the way, and I'm sure you have, had feedback from Ant himself, about the book, and what has he had to say to you about it?
He said nothing to me about it. I haven't talked to him about it. I don't know if he's read it. I don't think he's read it. I gave him a copy of the book late last season, right before it came out and before we kind of broke away for the off season. But I have heard from a lot of the people that are close to him that are in the book that I interviewed and that helped me make it. And everybody's, seems to be really happy with the story, the way it came together. I heard from one of his people that he's like, every word of that is true. He's like, and I was there.
Wow, that.
So to hear that from him meant a lot. And very thankful to a lot of people that, gave me their time, their trust, and their stories and memories to put something like that together.
Yeah, that's cool. Here we go, the grind of an NBA season. And there's no doubt it is a grind. These guys stay in great shape year-round, but getting into basketball shape, getting out there, getting in some work during the preseason. There's certainly load management in the preseason in the NBA.
Yeah, especially the guys that are playing heavy minutes throughout the year. You saw Ant, Julius Randle, Mike Conley didn't play the other night. I'm not sure what the plan is exactly. I imagine at some point you'll see them try to get out there for a couple minutes in one or two of these games. Maybe not at home, but maybe some that they play on the road in coming weeks here. I think overall, though, you look at the people that did play, and I thought they looked pretty good, especially, you know, for their first time on the floor. It looked like they hadn't just taken the practice court for the first week the other night. I thought the ball moved really well offensively. They seemed to have a good kind of chemistry out there, no matter who was out there on the floor. I was impressed. But as Chris Finch kind of said today, you know, this stuff happens in the preseason, and he's always careful to remind us that, you know, once the ball goes up on the regular season and the stats start to count for real, then some of that stuff tends to go out the window a little bit. Yeah. So you just got to take everything with a grain of salt.
Yeah, and this is a team where there's going to be a lot of familiar faces. There are some new faces fighting for minutes, and the one thing we know, though, is, you know, the load and whether or not this team gets in another deep playoff run is going to rely on some very familiar names.
Yeah, it is. The, you know, the top seven of the top eight from last year are back in terms of minutes. You know, the only one that's missing is Nikhil Alexander Walker. So you can pencil those guys in for pretty much close to what they had a season ago. As for the kind of the eighth and ninth spots, you know, I would say if I had to handicap it right now, I would say Terrence Shannon Jr. probably ends up getting the most minutes of the next group of people. I just think what he brings in terms of attack mentality and offense, playing in transition, is exactly what this team needs more of. So I think what he does meshes well with what this team needs. Right now, I think I would put Rob Dillingham next, just because they're going to want to limit Mike Conley's usage, and they have to find a way to bring Dillingham along and develop him by giving him some actual, you know, serious runway to play and make mistakes and not have to be looking over his shoulder at who might be coming in for him because he made a couple bad decisions on a couple of possessions. And then I think the 10th spot, probably like Jalen Clark is one of the people. Bones Highland played really well the other night, and we'll see if that's indicative of a larger role than maybe we thought for him, especially at the point guard position. Should anything happen to Mike Conley, or, you know, if Rob isn't producing like they need him to. But that's kind of, I think, where things stand right now.
And then front and center, Anthony Edwards. It's his team, and one of the things that we've heard so far is that taking it to the next level defensively, being able to do it on both ends of the floor night in and night out. All the greats have done it, and it sounds like Hans aware of that next step.
He is aware of it. Now, whether or not that translates to success on the court and committing to it, I don't know. Because we've heard him and the team talk a lot about him needing to improve his defense, and I don't know how much better it's gotten over the last 5 years. He's certainly improved in a lot of areas offensively, and that's why he is who he is. But we'll see. I think with defense, it's a matter of energy. It's a matter of effort. And it's not to say that he's a lazy player or anything like that. I think part of the problem with asking a lot of him on defense is he does expend a lot of energy and has to have a lot of energy for the offensive end of the floor when you're asking him to have the ball in his hands a lot, to attack the rim, which is not an easy thing to do consistently. So I think it's finding that balance of maybe taking at least a little bit off of his plate offensively so he could have a little more juice on the defensive end of the floor. And some of that is just on Ant himself to just be determined to go out and do it on a nightly basis, I think, too. I think there could be a little bit of everything as the solution to that problem. Some of it from Ant, some of it from the team, maybe just trying to take some of the burden off of his plate offensively.
Chris Hine joining us from the Star Tribune covers the Timberwolves. They have a preseason tilt with Indiana tomorrow night. They open the season 2 weeks from Wednesday in Portland. Give me an X factor or two for this team this year. Is it Mike Conley still being able to contribute important minutes night in and night out? Is it Rudy Gobert as well, being the defensive force that he's been in his career? And then, you know, Julius Randle having a good, solid year. I mean, what stands out to you as being a huge key for this team?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, I think you know that you're going to get what you're going to get from Rudy Gobert. I think you know what you're going to get from Mike Conley. I think Mike Conley may even be better than he was a season ago because he's coming into this training camp healthier. And in a little better physical condition than he was a season ago. So I would actually have even a few more expectations from Mike Conley to hit the ground running this year. But to me, the ultimate X factor of this team is Rob Dillingham. Oh. Because this is the short-term X factor. This is the long-term X factor. What he brings to the team and his development will alter potentially the trajectory of the organization because he is the presumed future at point guard. And the best version of this team come April is going to be a version of this team that has Rob Dillingham activated near the peak of his powers of what he can do well and what he brings, which is playing with pace, hopefully knocking down open shots, and setting up his teammates and breaking the paint, which is not something that a lot of players on this team can really do by themselves. So to me, Rob Dillingham can elevate this team to another level if he's able to play at a consistent level by the time, you know, the winter gets here.
And then the guy we should also bring up as well is Jaden McDaniel. More consistent scoring. Would you consider that to be on his to-do list night in and night out?
It is, and I think that goes hand in hand with the Wolves wanting to play more in transition. I think Jaden McDaniel can be a very valuable weapon for them in transition with his height. He's able to score over a lot of smaller players. You saw it. They really got him going in the postseason a little bit, and he's had some success in both of the first two series in transition. So I think when you look at that tape and you see what Jaden's able to do, I think that's what should give them, you know, some signal of as to how to use him. You want to play faster, we'll have Jaden McDaniels be a part of that and let him, you know, he doesn't really find much in the half-court offense. You know, when the Wolves are in the half-court offense, it's Julius Randle, and, you know, the other guys kind of get shots off of them, but Jaden can get his in transition. So I think that's one way to improve an area that you need to improve while also still keeping him engaged.
And then final thought here is, as we get started in training camp, the opener a couple of weeks away, 2 weeks from Wednesday in Portland. It was frustrating and had to be night in and night out as a beat writer, because there were so many games where it's like, how did they get beat by these guys tonight? You know, and I know ultimately it's get to the playoffs, don't be in the play-in tournament, and they accomplished all those goals. There were some really frustrating nights out of this team.
Yeah, they tended to play up or down to the level of competition, you know, and that, I think that's Anthony Edwards in a nutshell, too. I think he played up or down to the level of competition, and that's something that he's freely admitted as well, that he has to be better on those nights when there's a team that's lower in the standings. And he even said that sometimes he comes out and is a little more passive on those nights. He's trying to set up his teammates and let them get theirs on a night when they might be able to, as opposed to a tougher opponent when he maybe has to be more actively a part of the offense. So, you know, I think that's on him. It's on the team as a whole. You know, 2 years ago, they took care of that problem. And that's one of the reasons why they were, you know, in competition for the one seed up until the final day of the season. You know, we'll be interested to see if they've actually learned from those mistakes this time around, or if they're going to take some of those nights at, you know, 80% and try to hope that that's good enough. Last year, it wasn't in a lot of instances. And, you know, in the Western Conference, it's a tough attitude to have on a nightly basis.
Well, Chris, it's always good to visit with you. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
There he is. Chris Hine covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune online, startribune.com. Pacers at Target Center tomorrow night. And here we go. Expectations of a deep playoff run. Anyway, we kind of said it about the Lynx over the course of the season, and it fizzled out shy of the WNBA Finals. I don't think you can say, especially if you're playing in the same conference as the defending champ, Oklahoma City Thunder, finals are bust. But I think the expectation should be a deep playoff run, and as we talked about, Will Ant continue to develop his superstar status on both ends of the floor? It is 719 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Josh turns, and we'll throw it away. Nice catch there. He's gone. Milano. Milano's going to go. He's in row 10. He's in row 15. He might get a beer. Milano, where are you going, man? It's your moment. Milano, row 40, led by Allen. He's going to take it the distance. Maybe it wasn't his seat. Maybe he doesn't want to be on TV.
He's gone. But the one thing you can count on with Josh is he's going to buy. So, yeah, that's my course. You follow him. He might buy anything up there.
Dude, that was your moment. He just wants to keep the ball. Second and goal.
So I know, Steve, that it's kind of been all over.
Yeah.
But the fan in the Matt Milano jersey, a Buffalo linebacker, there was a ball that was thrown. A fan in a Milano jersey caught the ball. And the NFL is not like Major League Baseball. They want you to return those balls. They will go into the stands and they will have you return the football.
Oh, yeah. They're way more than baseball.
I mean, you make billions of dollars, but yet you're worried about a fan keeping a football. So the fan catches the ball, and he immediately takes off. And a buddy who's in a Josh Allen jersey is basically leading him up to the concourse. And so you know what? If I'm the fan, I do the same thing. I'm taking that ball home. I am getting the hell out of Orchard Park. I am getting on the interstate or the freeway, whatever. Like, I'm
out of here.
Yes, because you know NFL security is going to go over and they want you to return that ball. And frankly, that's just, I mean, I'm sorry, but if you catch it, possession is 9/10 of the law. That dude should be able to keep the ball.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree in that situation. Now, for security reasons, you don't want brawls. You don't want Philly's Karen coming over and demanding the ball, which is still like one of my favorite sports stories of the year. The guy did the right thing. Now, I don't know if they're going to hunt him down. Again, law enforcement, or even worse, NFL security is going to visit this guy's home wanting that football back.
They probably doxed this guy. The NFL's like, we know exactly where you
are. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, they've got records. They know.
The NFL knows. Give the guy the ball, man. I mean, the thing is, I don't think he would have minded being on TV. I don't think he minded that was his moment in the sun. He probably knew NFL security is going to come over and they want this ball back. So I'm going to take it and run.
Well, I did a search. You can buy at the NFL shop the Duke, the official NFL leather game ball. Now, I know you haven't had a chance to look it up. Guess how much it is. Guess how much it is at the NFL site.
At the official NFL shop.
The Wilson, the Duke, official NFL leather game ball. I mean, this is a real deal. How much is it?
I'm guessing $750.
$750?
That's what I'm guessing, yes.
No, not that much.
I mean, you know,
$169.99, but I don't, and it ships free.
Oh, that's
orders
a steal.
Over $49 ship free.
Yes.
So for $169.99, now good luck selling that at home. If I had that delivered to the house, mm-hmm. and I said, "Yeah, I got free shipping on this," I don't know. I don't think me spending $170 on a football would go over real big.
Well, you don't have to have it shipped home. You can have it shipped here. You can have it shipped to my place, and that way my wife can get all upset at me, and I can say, hey, it's not me, and then she'll be like,
I'm holding it for a guy.
Yes, I know a guy. I swear, I'm like Shaggy. It wasn't mine. It's not mine.
Now, flip side, mm-hmm. and this is maybe why the major leagues let you keep it. You can get a Rawlings official 2025 Major League Baseball with a display case.
Woo! Display case.
For $21.97. That shows you the difference. And let's face it, the NFL didn't get that big by just giving stuff away.
No,
you're right. They do want, they put the net up. And,
oh, yeah.
This one that this guy caught, I just think it's a brilliant move. And I want to follow up on this. This is something tomorrow where I'm going to see if there's any stories. Did they let him leave the stadium? And has he been contacted by NFL security?
He's probably got like the Men in Black thing, like Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. They're probably like knocking at his door with this little mind eraser thing. They're like, you were not at Orchard Park. Oh, what is this football? We will take this.
Yeah. And by the way, quick update on the MLB.
Mm-hmm.
Official Rawlings Major League Baseball. This is the real deal. $24.95, but you can save money if you buy them in bulk.
Oh yeah, because that's what everybody does. They buy bulk baseballs.
I want to buy baseballs in bulk. Speaking of that, MLB playoffs
kids
tonight.
Go to Costco or Walmart or Sam's Club or something.
Yeah. By the way, Dodgers lead the Phils in Philadelphia, bottom of the 8th, 4-0. Dodgers threatening to go up 2-0, and then a little bit later on, Cubs-Brewers up 1-0. They're my team this postseason, the Brewers. I hope they get it done.
Yeah, you seem like somebody that would be a Milwaukee or Wisconsin fan.
No, I mean just jump on the bandwagon for the postseason, you know.
Would you jump on?
Who's your team in the MLB postseason?
I just hope all the guys have fun.
How about maybe Blue Jays?
Yes,
I could see Blue Jays.
Yeah. Let's go Jays. Let's go Jays. Yeah. I mean,
no, seriously.
No,
I mean, if you had to pick a club, in the MLB playoffs, you know, I'm just going Brewers.
Yeah, I would go Toronto. I would.
Just, over a team from Wisconsin.
Yes, over a team from Wisconsin. Yeah, that's what I would do. Oh, Phillies are on the board thanks to a Trey Turner single.
4:32. We've got the weather. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the NFL. What is the biggest surprise in the NFL so far this year? Come on, football fans. What is the biggest surprise in the NFL so far this year? It could be a positive, it could be a negative, or something in between. We'll get into that in a moment. Headlines before 8 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. All right, let's get it out there. What is the biggest surprise in the NFL so far this year? Steve in for Henry, Chris Tubbs alongside here on the Lake Show tonight. And I keep coming back to one thing. And there have been plenty of bad teams. There have been plenty of injuries in the league. But I've got to stick Chris Tubbs with my guns on this one, and that is the Ravens out of the gate, 1-4. Lamar Jackson hurt. Mm-hmm. It is just unbelievable. And they got thumped this weekend by the Texans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, they have, I mean, they've got nobody. I mean, they've got nobody on that defense right now. Like, you're talking about just a bunch of guys that are second and third stringers. And, you know, you can look at it and be like, yeah, you know, Lamar Jackson out, and you know, Derrick Henry, you know, maybe he's getting a little long in the tooth, and like Rashad Bateman did nothing, Zay Flowers did nothing. Again, they just don't have anybody defensively either. It's such a problem for them, and it's just very unfortunate that's just kind of, you know, that's the situation that they're in. But you know, all the other teams are dealing with injuries too, so it's not just a Baltimore thing.
Yeah, it is. Ton of injuries. The old, it's a war of attrition. And it really has been true. You look at the Vikes. They escape London with the win over the Browns. They go into the bye week, hopefully get a little bit healthier, and they come out of the break with the Eagles. One other one I wanted to bring up, and that is Daniel Jones. Remember him?
Doesn't ring a bell, no.
Yeah, okay.
No.
He's with the Colts. The Colts are 4-1, and on the flip side of the Ravens, they have got to be among the biggest positive surprise. They thumped Miami, and they turned out to be terrible. They got a tight win over Denver. They blew out Tennessee, big deal. They fell to the Rams. They thump the Raiders. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the Colts, even though the schedule has been, I would say, on the soft side, they're still 4-1, and Jones has played well.
Yeah, he has, and I think if you look at that schedule, and you're like, okay, you know, you look at the Dolphins are soft. I think the Broncos and the Rams are really
legit.
Yeah, I think the Broncos and the Rams are the two toughies there. But, I mean, you've got – that's one of the advantages, though, for the Colts right now, playing in that division. That division right now appears like it's super soft. And take advantage of it. Take advantage of that situation. You know, Daniel Jones was somebody that I was intrigued by as a backup. I got to admit, I didn't think that Daniel Jones was going to get the Indianapolis job because Anthony Richardson is a guy that they drafted. And I figured that they would go down with the guy that they drafted, you know, a quote-unquote quarterback competition. But, I mean, give Shane Steichen credit. He went with the guy that really gave them the best chance to win. And, I mean, right now Daniel Jones is looking like the guy that the Giants wished they had.
Yeah. You came up with a really good one. And this really didn't hit me, but the Eagles and the Bills, they went down on Sunday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are. Week 5, no unbeaten teams.
No unbeaten teams, yeah. So I guess the 72 Dolphins are You know, they are very secure with where they're at in NFL history. You know, but last night, one thing that really intrigued me is Buffalo. The last couple weeks, they've been big-time favorites. I think they were like 17-point favorites over New Orleans. New Orleans covered. They were 8.5-point home favorites last night and outright lost to the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
I mean, Drake May, the New England Patriots, Stephon Diggs, the New England Patriots. This is not Tom Brady going into Orchard Park. This is just pretty, it's just kind of insane to think that the Buffalo Bills lost a home game for the first time at home to New England in a couple of years.
Yeah, and now you got New England thinking that, yeah, maybe they got a chance to be a playoff team this year. Maybe they have indeed found a quarterback there. I know it's only week five and so on and so forth. The other one that really stood out to me yesterday and in the games yesterday, Chris Tubbs, was the Eagles had that in the bag, and Denver storms back and wins the football game. That was an impressive win for Bo Nix and the Broncos.
Yeah.
Not a fan of the coach. That's a really good win for that team.
That is a very, very good win because I think, as well, the Eagles at home in Philadelphia, that's not a game that you would think they would lose either. And I'm not saying that the Eagles are vulnerable. I'm not saying that because they are still star-studded. But I think if we look at the Philadelphia Eagles and think that they are just some, you know, miraculously difficult team at home, then maybe we're thinking a different team, because I think all of these teams right now are flawed, and even coming out of the bye, I don't think it's going to be as intimidating maybe as what we would have thought. Because I think there is a recipe to beat the Eagles.
Yeah. And hopefully the Vikings get that recipe coming out of the break week from Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium. Jump back to the Dolphins. I know their fans are celebrating that. There are no more unbeaten, paying homage to the 72 Dolphins, last team to run the table. But that Dolphins team, wow.
They should be better than what they are with the talent that they have. And I know that Tyreek Hill is hurt, but when you go out and you can't stop a nosebleed at this point if you're the Miami Dolphins. And if you don't have Tyreek Hill and you've just got Devin Achane and a compromise to a Tagovailoa and Jalen Waddle, like, I'm sorry, but they are resurrecting the corpse of Darren Waller on offense to give them something offensively. It just is a very, I'm just very surprised that the Dolphins have been this bad. And it's mostly defensively, but I just don't feel like Mike McDaniel, I'll be surprised if he makes it to the end of the year. Because I thought the Dolphins would be the team that would maybe be the most competitive in the AFC East. I mean, right now I got to say New England is the one team that is going to be able to keep it close with Buffalo.
And I know looks aren't everything. And I know every coach doesn't have to look like Dan Campbell or, you know, Kevin O'Connell, you know, played. Mike McDaniel just doesn't look like an NFL coach. I can't get over it.
No.
I don't know.
The funny thing is, like, he is coaching in Miami, and he dresses and he looks like he could be a drug smuggler that hangs out in Miami. Like, he looks like if he gets fired from the Dolphins, all he can stay in the 305 and
then
get employed.
Then he could be a character actor of some sort.
I mean, if you're looking for somebody to be the bad guy in some of these police dramas, I think Mike McDaniel, I mean, I think he kind of fits the bill. But, man, he's just been very, very, very underwhelming, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would think that he could... He's got to be on the hot seat down there.
Yes.
All right, 14 minutes now. We got in front of eight. We've got headlines around the corner. We'll get CBS News at 8. And then a brand new game coming up. This is kind of on the drawing board. This is kind of the beta version. We're going to roll it out after the news and weather at 8. Have a little fun with it. We want your feedback. We want you to participate in this new game. It's music. Has to do with lyrics from familiar songs.
You can't win anything, though.
No prizes. It's the beta version.
We work for Odyssey. There's no prizes.
We're playing for pride.
Yes, pride.
We're playing for pride after 8 o'clock tonight. Here on News Talk, 830 WCCO. All right, let's jump into it. Chris Tubbs has put these together. What do you got, sir?
All right, you and I were talking here, Steve, just a sad story. A northern Minnesota woman was killed when the car she was riding in crashed with her daughter behind the wheel. 31-year-old Kayla Marie Pulaski of Hermantown was charged in St. Louis County District Court last week with criminal vehicular homicide and criminal vehicular operation in connection with a two-vehicle collision back on July 3, 2023, at Hermantown that killed her mom, 46-year-old Penny Jean Pulaski of Duluth. Law enforcement tested Pulaski's blood determined she had amphetamine and methamphetamine in her system at the time of the collision.
Yeah, just horrible. Driving under the influence, lost a loved one. The SUV driver that was hit, not seriously injured, fortunately, in the crash. A tragic story repeated way too many times.
Yeah, thankfully. A tragic story for farmers out there right now, but President Donald Trump is planning a significant aid package to U.S. soybean farmers to help him survive China's boycott of American beans in response to his trade war events, as the president says he's still seeking a soybean deal with Beijing. But farmers are worried that time is quickly running out to reach a deal in time to sell any of this year's crop. Thursday on CNBC, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said that the public could, quote, expect news of a substantial support for our farmers, especially the soybean farmers, as soon as tomorrow. So, I mean, they need it, and it's an unnecessary trade war, too, that these farmers are dealing with.
Yeah, it is collateral damage, there's no doubt, and a lot of people are unhappy about it, and rightfully so. And I think farmers or any business just want access not only to markets here in the United States, but they want access to markets around the world.
Yeah.
And hopefully that gets sorted out.
Yeah. Sooner rather than later, too.
Yes, very much so.
Hey, Paramount said earlier today that it's bought the news and commentary website, The Free Press, and installed its founder, Barry Weiss, as the editor-in-chief of CBS News, believing the country longs for news that is balanced and fact-based. Now, it's a bold step for the television network. Walter Cronkite, Dan Rather in 60 Minutes, long viewed by many conservatives as the personification of a liberal media establishment. The network is placing someone in a leadership position who has developed a reputation for resisting orthodoxy and fighting what they call woke culture. Now, Weiss is going to report directly to Ellison and partner with the current CBS News president, Tom Siabrowski, who reports to Paramount executive George Cheeks.
Yeah, I wonder how much talent's going to hang around to see how it plays out.
Yeah.
You know, that eventually these people are just going to say, yeah, I'm going to take a job somewhere else.
Yeah. Is it worth? I mean, a lot of people are getting into independent journalism now.
Like, yeah, for sure.
That's kind of what you see. Yeah. And Bad Bunny, El Primo presenter de la Nueva Temporada de Saturday Night Live, en Muecera para Todos. If you don't understand what I just said, you have 4 months to learn. Of course, that was Bad Bunny during his monologue. The musician didn't shy away from the backlash that stemmed from the recent Super Bowl announcement that he'd be the next Super Bowl's halftime performer. In fact, he had a lot of fun with it, saying, I think everybody's happy about it, even Fox News. And what followed was a collection of short clips featuring Fox News personalities who spliced together edited collectively, saying Bad Bunny is my favorite musician and he should be the next president. He then addressed the crowd in Spanish, saying, I know people all around the world who love my music are happy. And you got Bad Bunny fans that are happy. You got people that are not Bad Bunny fans are not happy.
I just don't know why people are losing their minds over this. It's a halftime show designed to bring in people who aren't going to be watching the game anywhere. I just don't read into it a political statement. He's a performer. Sure, he may say political things, but I don't know. Why do we have to fight about everything?
Not everything's about us. We can just let this one go. It's okay.
Yeah. I have bad bunny fatigue. And we have the news and weather at 8.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.